Well, in addition to being the Cathedral Safe Church officer, I am, as Jeffrey said, the chair of the newly formed stewardship team. We've been meeting since May. We've had four meetings since May. And the other team members include Jeffrey Ardine, Canon Charles Ferris, Kelly Hall, Peter Jacobs, Kay Small, and Gail LeGrayley. We've had some interesting and thought-provoking conversations about stewardship, and we unanimously concluded that stewardship is much more than money. Over the coming weeks, you will hear two-minute presentations from each of our bishop and chapter committees. From these presentations, you will learn how our congregation's generosity makes a difference here at the cathedral and the local community around us. Our ministries are making a difference here in the community. All of our ministries are important, but just think of the impact our outreach program, pastoral care, the parish nurse program, Christian formation have in our community. Just take a moment and ask yourself, what if these ministries no longer existed? Would they be missed in our community? I think you know the answer to that. They certainly would be. Thankfully, we have many dedicated volunteers that diligently and tirelessly share their time, talent, and resources to serve others. We thank them for their dedication and generosity. While our ministries clearly demonstrate the sharing of time and talent, it is important that I touch on the sharing of our treasure. As you are aware, our financial picture is deteriorating and has been for the last couple of years. Recently, we learned that the steeple requires potentially costly repairs. We need to address our financial health. In the past, there have been stewardship campaigns where stewardship teams have made home visits, seeking pledges and financial commitments. Well, we aren't going to do that this year. Boldly, we are going to try something completely different. On Sunday, November 3rd, we are going to dedicate one Sunday to tithing. This isn't a new concept. It has been successful in other churches. Between now and November 3rd, we encourage you to give prayerful consideration to how you'll give thanks for God's generosity in your lives. So how will this work? The simple way to determine your tithe is to refer to your individual or family income tax returns, determine your annual income, and take 10% of it, divide it by 52 weeks. And that is the way you calculate your tithe, this one Sunday tithe. You can use the envelope designated for the November 3rd, which is contained in your box envelope sets. You can use envelopes in the pews, or you can just use a plain envelope and put your name and your envelope number on it. I know that I'm already speaking to practicing tithers, and I acknowledge that others are at your limit of generosity at this time. Our stewardship team thanks you for your financial gifts. We pray that this invitation to tithe will afford you the opportunity to reflect on the blessings in your life and respond with gratitude and generosity. So, one tithe, one Sunday, November 3rd. We ask that you continue to check the cathedral website and bulletins for further information and updates. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee.